Hi, this is Ray McDonald. Stay tuned for all the hits right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm David Byrd reporting. 9 days of official mourning have begun for the death of former Cuban leader Fidel Castro. President Raul Castro announced his older brother's death at age 90 on Friday night. At the University of Havana, students carried Cuban flags and held photos of the deceased leader. The Cuban government says that Castro will be buried in his hometown of Santiago on December 4th. The sadness in Havana is in sharp contrast to Miami's Little Havana neighborhood, where there were raucous celebrations when it was learned of Castro's death. Thomas Regalado is the mayor of Miami.
Raul Castro has been governing the island on the shadow of Fidel Castro. And this sends a clear message to the people of Cuba that Castro, both Fidel and Raul, do not live forever.
French President François Hollande called Castro a towering figure of the 20th century. Russian President Vladimir Putin praised Fidel Castro as the symbol of an era. Here in Washington, President Barack Obama reached out to the Cuban people to offer his condolences and let them know he will continue his efforts to normalize relations with the country. In a statement, Mr. Obama said that as the Cuban people realize, as they go through the next few days, they must know they have a friend and partner in the United States of America. President-elect Donald Trump issued a statement in which he called Castro a brutal dictator. He said while Cuba remains a totalitarian island, he hopes Castro's death marks a move away from the horrors endured for too long. This is VOA News. President-elect Donald Trump has called efforts by the Green Party to force recounts in three swing states a scam, even as Hillary Clinton's campaign joined the recount efforts in the Midwestern state of Wisconsin. Green Party candidate Jill Stein filed a petition Friday to request a vote recount in Wisconsin, one of three recounts she is seeking in key states narrowly won by Trump earlier this month. Hillary Clinton's election campaign lawyer Mark Elias said in a post Saturday that Clinton's campaign joined the effort after investigating whether there was any outside interference in the November 8th election results. There were ongoing concerns that Russian hackers might try to influence the election, particularly after they successfully hacked the computer network of the Democratic National Committee and tried to hack voter registration databases. At least 20 people were killed and 20 others injured in a car bombing at a crowded market in Somalia's capital, Mogadishu, Saturday. According to security officials, at midday local time, a man parked a car laden with explosives at the entrance of an open-air fruit and vegetable market. Somali President Hassan Sheikh Mahmoud said that security forces had captured the bomber. The Somali Islamist group Al-Shabaab often carries out such attacks on the capital, though there was no immediate claim of responsibility. Another day of heavy fighting in Mosul, Iraq, Saturday, as Iraqi troops continued their push to dislodge Islamic State militants controlling the majority of the northern city. Iraqi Special Forces troops fired mortars and machine guns in response to IS attacks in two neighborhoods. Iraqi military and hospital officials said mortar rounds fired by Islamic State overnight and early Saturday had killed 16 civilians in neighborhoods already taken by troops. The UN Refugee Agency says at least 73,000 Iraqis have fled Mosul since the government's campaign to retake the city began on October 17th. After days of heavy combat, Syria said Saturday that its Russian-backed army has gained full control of a key rebel-held district in the war-torn city of Aleppo. State media reported army engineering units in the Masahin Hanano district are dismantling mines and other explosive devices planted by rebels. Western analysts have warned that the fall of Masahin Hanano would place government forces in position to cut off northern parts of the rebel-held sector from the rest of the opposition-held districts. For more on these stories, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.